Okay, final score from UNH at the Whittemore Center. Merrimack defeats UNH, come from behind, win 5-4. Hunter Wallace is with us, had a couple of goals tonight, warrior the game. But first of all, pretty crazy game, especially compared to last night's game, very different kind of game. How was it, you know, dealing with it throughout the game, all the ebb and flow and ups and downs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we had our energy tonight. Obviously, the guys had a big win last night, took a lot out of them. But, you know, I think it shows the just the leadership in our group to come back from a deficit like that, and I think it's a huge sweep for us going in next weekend.
Were there points in the games where maybe, you know, guys, somebody had to say something, or maybe with captain or somebody or whatever it was, because you had points in this game where I thought could have gone either way, right? You know, I mean, you know, you fell behind. You guys had to tie the game three times. You had a goal call back where you thought you tied the game, but then you ended up tying it anyway and so on.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, a leadership group's a huge part of this team, and we have a lot of them in there, a lot of the older guys who've been through a ton of college games, so, you know, you just try and listen to them and, you know, keep playing every minute, and, you know, obviously we got the comeback tonight, so it's huge.
That first game, for first period, actually, you know, high-scoring period, 3-2 at the end of the first period. What did you guys talk about at the end of that to try to maybe change things up?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just decided to play smart with the pocket. Got a little lax tackle out there sometimes. SB brought us back and just tried to play a simple game, and, you know, obviously it worked tonight, so...
A couple goals for you. You were able to tie the game up twice. In fact, you know, like I said, three times you guys had to tie the game, and two of those happened on goals that you scored. First of all, tell us about the first goal. When that, you know, what happened on that play?
Yeah, I mean, it was a turned over puck by Ethan Bono, and went back the other way. I was able to get a nice pass from Greaves, and, you know, I was able to get something on it and snuck through Jared Whale. So. Yeah, it was super exciting.
Yeah, so that one, your first goal, I'm sure they got you the puck and everything, but, you know, what was the feeling there, especially everything that you've been through? I mean, you know, couldn't play for much of the year, you know, finally able to get in the lineup and getting your feet under you and so on, that had to feel good to get that one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously going through any injury is tough. To be out as long as I was, definitely a mental roller coaster sometimes, but, no, we have a great group here. They uplifted me every day and made me be positive, so... you know, unfortunately, we had some injuries last night. I was able to get in, but I think, you know, my line mates, Wheels and Bones, we played really good tonight. We used our feet. We were energy line, and I think that helped us out a lot tonight.
Talking about that long stretch. Talking about that long stretch when you weren't able to play. I mean, what are you doing at that point, trying to, you know, make sure that you're getting ready, doing so that when physically you can go, that mentally you can be ready as well, knowing that at some point this season you were going to be able to play?
Yeah, I mean... Just coming to the rink every day with a smile on my face. You know, SB talks a lot about positive energy in our room, and nobody wants a energy vampire comes in, sucks life out of a team. So I just try to come to the rink every day, put a smile on my face, and just wait for my turn.
And then the second goal ends up tying the game again, as I mentioned. Tell us about that play.
Yeah, I mean, we were hard on the forecheck all night, and, you know, we were able to turn one over and took it to the net and jammed one. Didn't really see it go in until I got past the goal line and went in. So, yeah, another exciting one for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they took a look at it. They weren't sure about it. Weren't sure if it went in. Was that the question?
I'm not too sure. I maybe thought it was offside or something, but I think they just didn't see it across the goal line, too. So, double check, I guess.
Okay. Well, last weekend, you mean you guys had two tough games, two close games, could have gone either way. You weren't able to get any points. This weekend, again, two close games, two one-goal games. You ended up coming up with 5 out of 6 points. It feels like this was a big weekend for you.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, our room was ecstatic after we came back just now, and I think that's going to bring a lot of energy in the next weekend. Should be a good one. Keep rolling into playoffs.
All right, thanks a lot, Hunter Wallace. Two goals tonight in the Warrior of the Game. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.